in 3, 2, 1. Well, thank you very much, Wayne, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pecatonica High School, site of this Class A, 1A sectional championship game here on this Saturday night as the Eastland Cougars and the Stockton Blackhawks meet for the third time this season. The most important matchup of the year to date for these two rivals as we get set for tonight's contest with a berth at the Super Sectional on the line. That game is Tuesday night down at the Convocation Center in DeKalb on the campus of Northern Illinois University, and it will be either Donovan or St. Anne meeting tonight in the Sominac Sectional Final. They will provide the opposition for the winner of tonight's contest. Our broadcast on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com is brought to you in part by Cunis Country Auto, First State Bank, Shenandoah Lake Carroll, the Lanark Ag Center, the Prairie Advocate Newspaper, Curtis and Sons, along with Deal and Lot Construction, Carroll Service Company, the Savannah Times Journal, and Carroll County Mayor Democrat, Lions Lab, and the Herman Funeral Home, First Farm Credit Services, Jack Fritz with Eisenhart Realty, the Stockton Dental Center, and Vander Heiden Furniture, the Stockton Banking Center, Bauer Insurance Agency, Bond and Rose Lumber Company, and the Exchange State Bank. I'm Brian Roosh, joined tonight by Bob Dittmar as we get set for this championship game of the Class 1A sectional tournament. And Bob, it's the third meeting of the year between these two teams. Stockton has swept the season series to date, but you can probably throw out those first two meetings. They will not mean much here this evening.
You're 100% correct, Brian. It's going to be a great game. We have a full house here. I'm just looking up and down and across. We got the Eastland fans standing right in front of us. Across the court is the Stockton fans. It's going to be a great game, Brian. Throw out the records. Throw out what they've done the last two times. The winner, of course, goes Tuesday night to the Super Sectional in DeKalb. That'll be exciting.
And, of course, as Bob mentioned, nearly a full house here, capacity of 1,700 in this beautiful Pecatonica gym. We will probably get close to that before we end this evening here, as both teams nearly sold out their ticket allotments, and we should have a very exciting contest as the Eastland Cougars and the Stockton Blackhawks participate in this round of the Sweet 16 in the revamped four-class system. The next round will be the Elite Eight with a berth at the Final Four, so to speak, at Peoria on the line. So, Bob, we had a chance to see both of these teams advance here. Stockton defeated Lamoille 53-39 in their semifinal victory. Eastland was the winner over Dakota, trailing that game by 10 before pulling that out on Thursday night. That final was 51-44. What do you think after watching those two performances? This should be a very exciting game. What are some of the things that you're looking for as far as keys for the contest?
Well, I thought about that, Brian, for a couple of days, and I both teams match up so well. And first of all, for Eastland, the key, of course, working it inside like they did so well the other night. They did a great job getting it into Witt. He scored, 24 points, pounded into Witt. Billy Hammer, fine ball player, pick up a little bit in the offense. I see him scoring a few more points tonight. Tony Dunlop, he's so dangerous, him and Stichter, and on the bench, of course, there's Zumdahl, there's such great outside shooters. I can see them firing it up if Stockton decides to somehow try to stop Witt and double-team him. So the key to Eastland is play all four quarters like they did that fourth quarter the other night. I was talking to some of their fans, and they said that we have not had a game yet this year where we put all four quarters together. And again, the key for both teams, and this is common sense, is turnovers and free throws. Don't have any turnovers and make those free throws, but they match up really well. For Stockton, basically the same thing. Most of the points are scored by Dusty Brocious and the great guard, Seth Carroll. Stockton's going to have to try to balance out the scoring. They did a great job in the East Dubuque Regional where Brandon Wampler did such a fine job. Another thing that Stockton's going to have to be careful, they're going to have to try to stop Witt. And Werkheiser plays such good defense, hard. A lot of times, Brian, Achilles heel is foul trouble. So a key for Stockton is not getting foul trouble. Somehow Werkheiser's going to have to stay out there. And I think the key to both teams is the first two guys to come off the bench of both teams, who's going to play the best? I think, Brian, both are defensive, great teams. I think, here's my prediction, I'm always wrong, the winner will have 50 or less points, low-scoring contest, and I can't wait.
And, of course, I think back to Villanova-Georgetown, and people are probably saying, what does Villanova-Georgetown have to do with this game tonight? That was in 1985 where Georgetown had swept the first two meetings. Villanova won the third matchup. If you're Stockton, you want to make sure that doesn't happen. You want to sweep the Eastland Cougars and win all three matchups, and it gets harder and harder to beat a team three times out. Now, on the other side of that argument, Eastland fans might say, hey, we've had five losses this year, two of them to Stockton. They have our number. That may come to play here in matchup number three. So you can look at that kind of two different ways, and obviously both teams want to win this, the most important matchup of the three this season.
Well, it's a good point. Another factor is Dusty Brocious, even though he's 6'5 and loves to drive, loves to jump, he's a big jumper, he loves shooting that three. Well, Tony Dunlap, Coach Dunlap knows that, so they're going to be on him big time. So the key is if Brocious is being covered closely, ditch it off those other four guys and hope they can pick up the offense if you're for Stockton. Again, how do you stop Brocious is a key for Eastland. How do you stop Witt is a key for Stockton. And I don't have an answer. I don't know if either team has an answer because those guys are that good.
And these two teams, or these two schools, met back in 2005 in the sectional semifinal up at Highland Community College. That was one of those games for the ages as far as defensive struggles, and could very much unfold tonight like that game did as well. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we have a physical affair, very much like that 2005 matchup. And, of course, a lot of that will depend on the officials. Tonight's officials are Ken Wilcoxon, Ben Boom, and Dave Pasley. And I'm just using some conjecture here. I'm guessing that they're going to call it a little bit loose, but who knows? It'll depend on how this one starts. And a lot of times when you have a sectional title on the line, they try to let the kids decide it as best they can.
Yeah, and I hope that's what they do, you know, because, like I said, Wertheiser needs to stay out there. Witt plays good hard defense. He blocks a lot of shots. He needs to stay out there. So we'll see what happens, Brian. It's a great game. I can't wait. It's fantastic. Going to get in the winner Tuesday night, and we'll be there. We'll be playing in DeKalb.
We will take a two-minute timeout here on WCCI, and we'll be back to set the table with the starting lineup, followed by the tip-off, right after these messages.
Is there a new home in your future? How about a new business building or a nice addition to the one you already have? Call Dwayne or Brad at Deal and Lot Construction Incorporated in Lanark for a free estimate. Deal and Lot Construction brings a pride of superior craftsmanship to every job, new homes, new businesses, or remodeling. Call 493-2482. Deal and Lot Construction Incorporated in Lanark, 24452 Spraddle Creek Road. Building the dreams of your future today. The First State Bank, Shannon Fuller Lake Carroll, is pleased to offer you full-service banking for all of your financial needs. They'd be honored to have you bank with them, and if you're already a customer, they thank you for allowing them to be your bank. They strive to provide you with great customer service every day. When you walk through the front door of the First State Bank, Shannon Fuller Lake Carroll, you'll be greeted with a smile, and there's a warm, friendly voice and a smile at the drive-up window. You're the number one priority at the First State Bank, Shannon Fuller Lake Carroll. Their officers and staff realize that your financial business is their most important responsibility. If you have questions concerning your savings account, CD rates, retirement, investments, or trust, they'll guide you to the experienced professional who can help you find an answer. Visit the First State Bank, Shannon Polo Lake Carroll soon to take advantage of their professional services. Fridays are popcorn days at each location of the bank. Enjoy delicious, freshly popped popcorn and a candy treat. Everyone at the First State Bank, Shannon Polo Lake Carroll, member FDIC and an equal housing lender, is proud of the Eastland Cougars. The right formula in livestock feeds will bring you more profit, and that's the bottom line. The experts at the Lanark Ag Center understand this, and they're ready to help you with all of your livestock feed needs. The Lanark Ag Center will formulate feeds that get results now and on into the future of your operation. Depend on the Lanark Ag Center's advice and experience. Call them today at 1-800-371-5689 or 493-2445.
And welcome back here to Pecatonica High School as we are getting the introduction of the starting lineup prior to tonight's tip-off. The Eastland Cougars are led by head coach Tony Dunlap. They enter with a record of 25-5, champions of the Erie Regional. Coach Dunlap is assisted by Larry Pickett and Scott Hartman, and his lineup looks like this. It will be Tony Dunlap, Cole Sichter, Jared Shellhouse, Justin Witt, and Billy Hammer. Eastland, the visiting team on the scoreboard tonight in the road blue uniform, blue shorts, blue jerseys, orange numbers, white lettering, outlined in orange with orange and white piping. For the Stockton Blackhawks, entering with a record of 20-12, champions of the East Dubuque Regional. They're led by head coach Jerry Kimpe. He is assisted by Steve Jordan and Casey Kenneth. It will be Devin Mickle, Seth Carroll, Brandon Wampler, Dustin Broches, and Mike Wertheiser. Stockton is the home team. They're in the home white uniform, white shorts, white jerseys, maroon trim, maroon numbers and letters outlined in gold. Tonight's officials are Ken Wilcoxon, Ben Boom, and Dave Pasley. And Dave Pasley is our referee tonight. And the season series is 2-0 in favor of the Stockton Blackhawks. I'm Brian Roosh, joined by Bob Dittmar here at Pecatonica High School. Wayne Heft is our engineer, and it's just about time to go. What a beautiful crowd and atmosphere here at Pecatonica High School. Picture perfect for a sectional final.
A great, great gymnasium. The hospitality is second to none here by the people of Pecatonica. We can't thank them enough, and it's about sold out. We have a lot of people here. I can't wait.
Dustin Broches will jump for Stockton, doing the honors for Eastland is Witt. Eastland in blue, Stockton in white. Eastland will move from left to right, Stockton from right to left to start this first quarter. And here we go. Dave Pasley tips her up. Captain throw by the Blackhawks. Seth Carroll has it. And Stockton will start things off tonight on offense. Wertheiser has it. Foul line extended left side. Starts on the drive against Witt. Leans, fires, and gets the opening jumper of the night.
That was a nice play by Wertheiser. He drove to the bucket, challenged Witt, and put it in.
Stichter feeds it to Witt. Back to Stichter. Bounce back to Shellhouse. They have to back it out now. 7:30 left for the first quarter. 2-0 Stockton. Out front with it, Billy Hammer on the left-hand dribble. Hammer injured his finger in the championship game against Anawan down in Erie. We're not sure the effect from that injury, although his shooting was limited the other night. Stichter with it. Bounces it to Dunlap. 7:10 left here for the first quarter. Shellhouse with it on the left elbow. Bounces it down to Hammer. And again, the Cougars using patience in the half court. Witt works on Broches. Pull-up jumper short. Gets his own rebound. Off the glass, Phil. Broches with the board. Dustin Broches ahead to Seth Carroll. Here come the Blackhawks leading 2-0. Carroll works it out between the rings. Jared Shellhouse, his assignment in the man-to-man defense. Out front, Wertheiser now into the hands of Broches. Over to Carroll. Carroll, foul line. Leaner is no good. Long rebound to Dunlap. Pass ahead to Jared Shellhouse. Back out front, Tony Dunlap. 6:24 for the first quarter. 2-0 Stockton. Sticker on the left-hand dribble. Takes it all the way down the lane. Now works it back out. Out front, Hammer. Hammer penetrates, lays it up off the glass and scores.
Well, that's exactly what I said before the game. I think Hammer's got to take it to the basket more and get some more points. He did a fine job there.
Tied at 2, 6:03 left here in the first quarter. Brandon Wampler with it the other way for Stockton. Out front, Wertheiser. Left side, Carroll. Guarded by Dunlap. Over to Broches. 15-footer by Dustin Broches. No good. Full Sticker with the rebound. Sichter, 3-on-2, dishes to Shellhouse. Shellhouse, late dunk to Witt. Witt with the basket. Shellhouse, the beautiful assist.
Boy, they flew down the floor. Tony Dunlap is telling them, go, go, go. And as soon as they got that rebound that time, Brian, they took off.
4-2 in favor of the Eastland Cougars. 5:33 left of the first quarter. Seth Carroll, scoop pass to Mike Wertheiser. Wertheiser works it left of the paint. Kills the dribble, needs relief help. Draws the double team. He's in trouble, but finds Brandon Wampler. 4-2 in favor of the Cougars. Wampler works on Stichter out front. Stichter posts it 3. grabs it with the steal. Now hands it off to Hammer. Coach Dunlap saying, push it, boys. As Shellhouse feeds it to Witt. Witt may have gotten away with a push off the glass. No. Goes up in traffic. Put back no. Brocious with the rebound.
Wow. Stockton dodged the bullet there. A couple little bunnies couldn't go down for Witt.
Steph Carroll brings it the other way. 4:52 for the first quarter. 4-2 Eastland. Feeds it to Brocious. Brocious out front with it. Drives in. Leaner. And he flips it up. Missed the shot, but a foul committed inside.
Well, Brian, I know Dusty Brocious is a great three-point shooter, but I like what he just did. He drove hard, made some good moves, and just missed that basket, but did draw the foul.
Billy Hammer with the foul inside. That'll send Brocious to the line for two. Free throw shooting, and very important in championship-caliber games, and Brocious hits the first. 4-3 in favor of Eastland. Second toss good. The Brocious ties it up with a pair of free throws. And with 4:40 left here in the first quarter, we're tied at four. Billy Hammer in the offensive zone. Bounce pass to Dunlap. One-on-one against Wampler. Drives in. Gets the foul. Missed the shot. But he will step to the line. Looks like Dustin Brocious with the foul as he came over to help defensively after Dunlap first passed Wampler.
Great move by Dunlap. Went right around Wampler. Drew the foul. Smart play by Tony.
First free throw attempt is back of the iron, no good. Tied at four here, 4:32 left. And the free throw is good. Tony Dunlap hits one of two, and Eastland retakes the lead, 5-4, 4:26 left for the first quarter. To the foul line, Steph Carroll. Carroll with the 12-footer. That one hits the front of the rim and climbs in. Great shooter's touch for Steph Carroll. 6-5 in favor of Stockton. So the Blackhawks with the lead. Coach Gary Tempe up off his feet, calling defensive signals. Dichter with an errant pass. Carroll with the steal. Takes it into the forecourt. Now waits for help. Midway through this first quarter. 6-5 in favor of the Blackhawks. Brocious plays catch with Carroll on front. Carroll works on Dunlap. Left of the paint now, Werkheiser backing in on Witt. Kicks it out. Out front to Carroll. Carroll in the paint. Drop down pass for Wampler. Deflected on the floor. Wampler is tied up by Victor, and on the alternating possession, it will be Eastland basketball. 3:41 left here in the first quarter. 6-5 in favor of Stockton. Jared Shellhouse brings it up. Leaves it for Billy Hammer. Back to Shellhouse. Way out beyond the arc. Tyler Zumdahl, fresh into the lineup, has the ball. Now to Witt. Over to Hammer. 3:24 for the first. 6-5. Stockton with the lead. Witt with a high screen. Hammer drives around it. Draws the double team. Leaves it for Shellhouse. Shellhouse with the leaner. No, but he drew the foul. Heavy contact on Stockton, and Jared Shellhouse will step to the line.
Nice job by Shellhouse taking to the basket. I believe that foul is on Seth Carroll. It is. That's his first, team second.
Jared Shellhouse at the line, and he missed the first.
A few free throws not being missed by Eastland.
6-5 in favor of Stockton. Officials stoppage of play here as Billy Hammer reties the shoelace. 3:15 left here in the first quarter. Shellhouse for the tie, and he's able to poke that one in. 6-6 the score here. 3:10 left for the first quarter. Steph Carroll the other way with it. Right side, Brandon Wampler. Out front, Mike Werkheiser. Werkheiser dishes over to Carroll. Carroll finds Brocious out front, just beyond the arc. Right side pass, they go to Werkheiser. Back to Brocious. Werkheiser sets the screen. Brocious drops through a three.
And he nailed a long one. If you mentioned it, good screen by Werkheiser. Set up that free shot.
9-6 Blackhawks. Turnaround jumper good by Justin Witt. 9-8 in favor of Stockton. 2:36 and counting for this first quarter. Seth Carroll brings it up. Over to Brocious left side. Guarded by Shellhouse. Shellhouse sags defensively. Brocious misses the turnaround. Billy Hammer with the rebound, and we have a reach-in foul on the Blackhawks.
That might be on Mike Werkheiser. That time, Dusty, off-balance shot. He probably shouldn't have taken that shot, and Werkheiser picked up his first foul. Stockton's third foul.
Jared Schellhaus, a tremendous defender. A week ago last night in that regional final, he shut down all-skater Tanner Carlson of Anawan. Tony Dunlap misfires on the three, held him to 6 points, 14 points below his average.
There's no question Schellhaus is Mr. Defense, and that's who is guarding Brocious, and so far doing a pretty good job.
Brocious has it as he took the pass from Carroll, now works it out top between the rings, 1:55 left in the first quarter, 9-8 Stockton. Drop down pass to the left baseline to Werkheiser. Back door. Inside they work it to Brock Holly. He beats it off to Wampler who misses the shot. Rebound loose. Jared Schellhaus picks it up. Nice crossover move. Leaves it out front. Witt unguarded for three. Too strong. Rebound taken away by Brandon Wampler. 9-8 Stockton. 1:30 left here in the first quarter. Carroll feeds it into Werkheiser. Backs it on Witt. Little contact. Missed the shot. Rebound to Witt. No foul. Rebound from Witt, and he fires it to Dunlap, back to Witt in the offensive zone, and he calls the step.
Yep, and he slid that 7 foot. Good call by the referee.
9-8 in favor of Stockton. 1:17 left here in this first quarter. Carroll brings it up. Eastland in that man-to-man. Of course, they switched to zone against Dakota. I think surprised everybody in the entire gymnasium. Carroll throws it away, dumped all the other way, hands it off to Hammer. Hammer through traffic, layup is good. 10-9, Eastland back in front, 50 seconds left for the first period. Seth Carroll brings it up across the timeline, 45 seconds for the period. Right side, Brandon Wampler, guarded by Zumdahl. Now to Brocious. Brocious with a pull-up J, missed it. Brock Holly tried to back tap it. He is called for the foul as he fouls Justin Witt.
And again, Schellhaus right on Brocious, forcing Brocious for an off-balance shot, Brian. And, again, Dusty probably shouldn't have shot that because Schellhaus is right on him.
Dunlap checks out, pulls Stichter back in. Stichter, the transfer from Pearl City, having a stellar senior year for Eastland. 25 seconds left here for the first period. 10-9 in favor of the Cougars of Eastland. Out front, Zumdahl shift inside the timeline. 17 seconds. Over to Billy Hammer. Out front, they go to Schellhaus. Again with it, a Stichter. Hammer gets it back. 7 seconds. Hammer backs it up. 4 seconds. Oh, tried to give and go. Over to Witt. Hammer from his back throws up the shot. Well short of the mark. And at the end of one, the score is Eastland 10, Stockton 9. Back in 60 seconds on WCC On.
Did you know that groundwater is normally free from bacteria? That's because bacteria are filtered out of water as it percolates down through the soil. However, there are many ways that groundwater may become contaminated. Lyons Labs in Stockton recommends that you have your well tested at least once a year. For more information, call the Well Water Expert at Lyons Labs in Stockton. Toll free at 866-947-3360. First Farm Credit Services is at the heart of a growing America. Serving the needs of farm families for over 93 years, First Farm Credit Services also works with agribusiness, nurseries, greenhouses, and rural landowners. You'll discover a full spectrum of financial and risk management products, from loans and leases to insurance and point-of-sale financing. When it comes to appraisals, First Farm Credit Services is the leading farm real estate value authority in the market. So if you want to work with people who understand the challenges and rewards of agriculture, call Jared Sauer in Stockton and Freeport at 800-695-3276 or Steve Schaefer in Rock Falls at 800-688-3276. First Farm Credit Services, at the heart of a growing America.
And we are back here at Pecatonica High School. Brian Roush alongside Bob Dittmar. Our engineer is Wayne Heff. 10-9, quite a game here. as the Stockton Blackhawks have it, trailing by one, as they start the second quarter with possession. Wertheiser swings it around to Carroll, left side, off the screen is Brocious. Well, Bob, you were pretty correct, or at least accurate so far, on a low-scoring game. Both teams working hard at both ends of the court. Wertheiser flips it to Brocious. Brocious from 15, no good. Rebound to Billy Hammer. He did that first matchup of the year down at Eastland after the holiday break. As Hammer's pass is too strong, Witt has to save it into Wampler. I don't know if Dustin Brocious missed two shots that night down at Eastland. He was just on fire that evening.
Yeah, right now he's struggling, but I got to give credit to the defense of Shellhouse is why Dustin Brocious is struggling. I'd like to see Dusty maybe try to find another open guy when he's covered that well.
Wertheiser hands it to Carroll. Carroll with the reverse layup, and it gets the push and a basket count. Beautiful move that time by Carroll under the hoop, and that was wonderful to finish that up.
It says here he's 6 foot tall. That's stretching it, and this kid plays like he's 7 foot tall. Not only is he great guard, great defense, he doesn't care who's underneath the basket, Brian. You've seen him all year. He loves to take it to the basket. Great play by Seth Carroll.
Carroll will step to the line for and one. Tony Dunlap is back for the Cougars. And Carroll hits the free throw. The Blackhawks lead by two at 12-10. 6:40 left here in the half. Shellhouse the other way with it. Over to Hammer. Hammer, left corner. Now to Sticker. Sticker with an open move to the hoop. Blah! By Brock Holly. Great job by Holly to come from behind and slap that one out. Shellhouse with it. Drive. Dishes now to Sticker. Foul line extended right side. Out front to Dunlap. Thought about the three. Left side now at the left wing. They go to Billy Hammer. 6:12 left here in the half. Shellhouse with it back. Moving one-on-one against Carroll, and Carroll with the poke check knocks it out of bounds.
Comes the big guy, Brian. We haven't seen him much. I don't believe he played the other night. That's Austin Walker coming in for Justin Witt. Give Witt a little rest. He's only got one foul, but give him a little breather.
Austin Walker, kind of like a bulldog out there.
He reminds me of Wertheiser. Same type of build.
Yeah. Very muscular, a very solid player. Shellhouse drives, dumps to Dunlap. Dunlap for the tie, missed it. Shellhouse with the offensive rebound. Off the glass, no. Brocious with this rebound. Carroll takes it ahead, brings it into the forecourt left. 12-10 Stockton. Inside Wertheiser, bumps against Walker. Hits the turnaround jumper.
That was an absolute great play to Wertheiser. Took it hard to the basket. A little bump, put it up, scored.
4-point lead for the Blackhawks. 5:30 left here in the half. Shellhouse works it around to Hammer. Now Stichter. Stichter finds Shellhouse back out front. Left side Dunlap. 5:20 for the half. 4-point lead for Stockton, their biggest thus far. Hammer with it. He'll fire a three. Climbing in as it bounced about three times, and it goes down for three. Billy Hammer with seven. Timeout Eastland, 14-13. The Cougars back to within one, 5:11 left for the half. Back after this message on WCCR.
Bugs in your water heater, bacteria in your garden hose. They could be in there, so watch out. Lions Labs in Stockton remind you that you should test your well once a year or more if you notice any change in your water's taste, odor, or appearance. A clean well means delicious water. Talk to the well water experts today at Lions Labs in Stockton, the clear choice for clean water. 947-3360 or toll free at 866-947-3360. When you meet someone, what do you notice first? Chances are, it's their smile. Keep your teeth looking and feeling their best with a visit to the Stockton Dental Center. Be sure to brush at least twice a day. Floss once a day, eat healthy foods, and drink plenty of water. Dr. Stephen Petrus and his staff at the Stockton Dental Center are dedicated to helping you maintain your teeth for a lifetime of beautiful smiles. Call the Stockton Dental Center at 815-947-3700 or check them out at StocktonDental.com.
And welcome back to Pecatonica High School. Brian Roosh and Bob Dittmar in this sectional championship in 1A. 14-13. Stockton with the lead. The feed goes into Wertheiser. Over to Wampler. Wampler penetrates. Stop. Pull-up jumper. Bank shot missed. Rebound. Hammer. Here's a three-on-three. Hammer leaves it for Dunlap. Dunlap stops, now drives under the hoop and gets blocked. Wampler with the foul. If it was the NBA, we had continuation, and Tony Dunlap hit the shot. But the foul was on the floor prior to that made basket.
Again, Eastland pushing down the floor. Dunlap getting the ball, and the foul was definitely before the shot, but a good drive by Dunlap. And that foul was on Wampler, his first, team fifth.
Witt accepts the inbound. They work it out to Hammer. Now Shellhouse off the screen is Stichter. Stichter drives. Gets around his defender, lays it up, couldn't get it to fall, but he was fouled, and Cole Stichter will head to the free throw line.
Brian, I like the way Eastland's driving to the basket. They're not firing up the three. They don't need to right now anyhow, and they're taking it hard. And again, there's another foul for Stockton. That's their sixth team foul, second foul on Brock Holley.
Coach Gary Tippy pacing a little bit, taking a sip of his Dasani over there. As Stichter misses the free throw. Coach Dunlap will be pulling out his hair with those missed free throws.
Yes, Eastland doing a bad job shooting free throws here in the first half. They're getting to the line. They just can't make it.
Cole Stichter with one more chance to retie the game, this time at 14. This one is good. Tied at 14, 4:20 left here in the half. Carroll brings it across the timeline. A low-scoring game here tonight in this sectional final. Brocious from 14. Too strong. Witt with those long arms, that long wingspan, has the rebound, tries the long outlet, and Stichter can't save it in. That one nearly ended up in the lap of Kenny Buskey.
Well, the good news, if you're a Stockton Blackhawks fan, Brocious is not hitting anything, but the game's tied. So then that's the good news. When he starts hitting, what's going to happen?
Jeremy Coombs checks in, replacing Billy Hammer for Eastland. For Kenny Buskey, the longtime stat man extraordinaire for Stockton, holding down the last seat on the Stockton bench there. Carroll brings it the other way, bounces it over to Wampler. Wampler, with a good save there, brings it back to the wing. Now he'll circle the wagon, bring it out front near the timeline, works on Sumdahl. Dishes to Brocious, again Shellhouse, his shadow. Brocious brings it out front. He'll start on the drive, kills the dribble, flips it over to Wampler. And we have a hold inside. And a little jersey grab that time by one of the Eastland defenders. And that time it was Jared Shellhouse with the foul. His first and the team's third. We're tied at 14. Wampler with it as he backs it out. 3:30 for the half. Wampler gives it to Carroll. Carroll with a little seam drives into the paint. Pull-up jumper no good. Witt with the rebound. Outlet to Dunlap, long pass ahead to Coombs. The little screen, and Coombs drives one. Brocious blocked it. Back in the day, we called that a stop.
Oh, man.
Brocious knocked it out of bounds.
It looked like an easy layup for Coombs, and Brocious came from nowhere, folks, and did an unbelievable job of blocking or stuffing that shot going out of bounds in a Eastland ball, but he saved 2 points.
Hammer with a little inlet pass to Witt, taken away by Carroll. Up comes Carroll to the foul line. Little scoop pass to Werkheiser, left baseline. 3:08 left here in the half. We're deadlocked at 14. Now Wampler with it out front, guarded by Zumdahl. Wampler hands it to Seth Carroll. Carroll works on Dunlap. Fires the pass to Wampler right in front of the Eastland bench. Now Werkheiser, they reverse it left side to Carroll. 2:47 for the half. We're tied at 14. Werkheiser with it. Very warm environment here at the Pekasonica Gym as the folks are packed in here. And Stockton putting the ball in the cooler a little bit here. Brocious around to Carroll, 2:30 for the half. Now Werkheiser penetrates. They got lost in the switch with the Eastland defense, but Werkheiser missed it. Went with the rebound. Diagonal pass ahead to Shellhouse. Now to Zumdahl. They reverse it right side to Dunlap. Out front again, Hammer between the rings. He gets it up to Shellhouse, 2:15 for the half. Tied at 14 apiece. Hammer with it back. Over to Tyler Zumdahl. Zumdahl fires it out front to Shellhouse. Shellhouse fires it to Hammer. Inside for Witt. Slapped away from him. 1:56 for the half. Zumdahl drives left side. Devin Mickle with a good defensive effort. Blocked his pass. Now Dunlap. Dunlap throws it away, but Hammer is able to take the pass that was intended for Zumdahl and keep it alive for Eastland.
Boy, great defense by both these ball clubs.
A two-touchdown apiece first half here, tied at 14, and we have an inlet pass and a foul on Stockton, and that will push them over the limit.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was watching the ball. Didn't quite see that. I believe it was on Carroll. That's his second, team seventh, 1-1. For Eastland Shellhouse.
1:37 left in the half, tied at 14. Shellhouse hits the first. So 15-14, Dunlap checks out, Coombs back in. And I think with a lot of work ahead and a lot of defense left in that second half, Coach Dunlap trying to spell a few guys here to keep them fresh. And Shellhouse knocks down both foul attempts. 16-14, 1:33 left for the half. The winner of this one gets either Donovan or St. Anne Tuesday night at NIU. 6 o'clock is tip-off time at the Convocation Center. Mitchell with it right side. Of course, St. Anne lost earlier this year to West Carroll at the Manny Shootout. Had a beautiful conversation with Rick Schoen that night. He was a volunteer coach for many years at St. Anne, finally on the payroll. A former player who wanted to keep the program alive during strong financial difficulties. Carroll has it out front. Now to Wampler. Back over to Carroll. 1:10 left here in the half. 2-point lead. Near steal, but Carroll tracks it down over to Wertheiser. Coming up at the half, we'll have a special interview with Coach Kevin Funkel of Pecatonica. That will be available to our internet listeners here as Wampler takes the pass from Wertheiser and he turns it over on a traveling violation.
Again, great defense. Stockton never even got a shot off. And we got 56 seconds to go in the first half. Not the first quarter. First half, 16-14. Eastland over Stockton.
Dunlap and Sticks are back in for the Cougars. Flat and blue tonight. Stockton in the home whites. In the postgame show tonight, we'll speak with both coaches. Coach Jerry Kimpy of Stockton and Coach Tony Dunlap of Eastland. 49 seconds left for the half. And we have an offensive foul away from the ball against the Cougars. That'll turn the ball over. 47 seconds left here in the half. 16-14 in favor of Eastland.
Brian, they called it on Justin Witt. That's his second foul, team fourth. 47 seconds to go. I don't know if Gary will let the air out and go for a final shot. It's a lot of time. I don't know.
Witt will sit, and Coombs takes his spot. Coombs with a heavy wrap on that right hand.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't know when that injury happens, Brian.
Latest addition to the MASH unit for the Cougars. Mitchell with it, pressured. He's out of time. 5 second violation. 33.1 seconds left here. I believe Coach Dunlap may be looking for a timeout. Carroll will check out as Frank Pierce enters the Stockton lineup. 30 seconds left for the half. 16-14 in favor of the Cougars. Hammer with it. Plays catch with Shellhouse. Back to Hammer. Over to Stickler. 20 seconds. Out front. Jeremy Coombs. Left side Dunlap. 15 seconds. 16-14 Eastland. Shellhouse with it. Shellhouse. Back to back out. 8 seconds. Over to Coombs. To 6. Now Hammer. 4. Hammer. Drives on Wertheiser. Off-balance shot is short, but a foul with 1.1 seconds left here in this first half.
Yeah, that's got to drive Coach Gary Timpey nuts because it was an off-balance shot. They're running out of time. That foul was on Devin Mickle, like you said, 1.1 to go. And here's Hammer, normally a very good free throw shooter.
He has 7 points unofficially tonight. Make it 8 as he puts home the first. Saw a couple of his brothers here tonight, former Eastland players Matt Hammer and Derek Hammer. Billy hits them both. 18-14, long pass ahead. Dunlap breaks it up, and that's the end of the first half. So at the break, it's 18-14 as the Eastland Cougars have a 4-point advantage over the Stockton Blackhawks. My partner Bob Dittmar is here to tell us about unofficial first half scoring.
Thank you, Brian. First for the Stockton Blackhawks, only 3 players scored. Seth Carroll with 5, Dustin Brocious with 5, and Mike Werkheiser with 4 for a total of 14. For the Eastland Cougars, Tony Dunlap with 1, Cole Stichter with 1, Jared Shellhouse with 3, Justin Witt with only 4, but Billy Hammer picks up the slack. He scores 9 points, and we're at the half. Eastland leads Stockton here at the championship Pecatonica sectional game, Eastland 18, Stockton 14. Brian.
Well, Bob, someone that was standing right next to me earlier tonight said this would be a defensive-oriented game, low scoring, 18-14. That's kind of a throwback.
Well, I predicted the low score so far. I predicted that Billy Hammer would have to pick it up because they were really going to, Stockton would really get on Justin Witt. Billy Hammer did pick it up, but both teams not shooting well. Maybe it's because of the great defense. Eastland missed some free throws. There's been some turnovers. I think both teams are probably happy. Stockton can't be too upset that they're only down by 4 and Brocious couldn't hit. Very good in the first half. Sure, he'll be coming out in the second half. And Witt only having 4 points, but yet Eastland ahead by 4. So I think both coaches are happy. The kids will settle down, and we'll see what happens in the second half.
18-14 at the half. The Eastland Cougars with a 4-point lead over the Stockton Blackhawks. We'll take a 2-minute break on WCCI. And we'll be back with our halftime programming right after these messages.
The tri-state area is now Cunis Country. Cunis Country Auto Group in Mount Carroll has the tri-state area's largest inventory of new Fords, Mercury, Chevrolets, Buicks, Pontiacs, Chryslers, Dodge, and Jeep vehicles. All sale price to save you thousands. In Cunis Country, you'll always get the lowest price and be treated like a member of our family. Once you walk in the door of our Mount Carroll dealership, you'll see and feel the Cunis Country difference. From Monroe, Wisconsin, to Clinton, Iowa, to Freeport and Sterling, the Cunis Country Auto Group has the biggest selection and best deals on the finest American-made vehicles from Ford, GM, and Chrysler all under one roof. Combined with our award-winning service department, you're always in good hands in Cunis Country. Thinking pre-owned? The Cunis Country Auto Group has over 400 of the finest used cars, trucks, and SUVs in the tri-state area. We have your dream pre-owned vehicle at a price and payment that'll fit your budget. It's the way that Greg Cunis does business. It's all here at the Cunis Country Auto Group at US 52 on Highway 64 in nearby Mount Carroll, Illinois. Find us on the web at CunisCountry.com.
Come and get the Cunis Country spirit.
The Carroll County Mayor-Democrat and the Savannah Times-Journal. Names you can trust for complete, accurate, entertaining news and sports coverage, photos, and advertising. Call 244-2411 or 273-2277 to subscribe to the Mayor-Democrat or the Times-Journal. We keep you fully informed 52 weeks a year, and along with our free newspaper, The Dispatch, we reach everyone in Carroll County, including Lake Carroll, as well as Hanover and Sebula. It's just not the same every Wednesday and Thursday without your locally owned hometown newspaper. The Mayor Democrat and the Times Journal, serving Mount Carroll, Savannah, and all of Carroll County for more than a century.
Hi, Gary Dawson here for Spahn and Rose Lumber Company. Nothing beats the excitement of being part of a winning team. And when it comes to your home, that means Spahn and Rose.
Products like energy-efficient Anderson windows to minimize drafts, dust, and water. Plus, Anderson products offer a limited 10 to 20-year warranty. The glass, the seal, the selection. Anderson windows, an all-around performer.
With many convenient locations, Spahn and Rose gives you the home field advantage.
Spahn and Rose Lumber Company, serving you from 26 locations, including Stockton and Pearl City.
And welcome back here to Pecatonica High School. We're at the half, 18-14 Eastland with a 4-point advantage over Stockton in this Class 1A sectional final. And we have the privilege now of talking to an old friend, former Mount Carroll head coach and current Pecatonica boys basketball coach Kevin Kunkel. Coach, first and foremost, a very big round of applause to you, Coach Schmidt, Mr. Hoffman, Mr. Fowler, Dave White, and everybody involved with the Pecatonica organization that put forth this wonderful sectional tournament.
Well, thanks a lot. We're just very privileged to be able to host it. We love our facility. We're very proud of it, and we just love to show it off. And, you know, this is a great way to do it. We've had kids that have done a great job coming out, helping out with things, and our staff has done a great job. So we're really proud of it, and we're just very fortunate that we got to host it.
Well, you have, as you say, a wonderful facility. What, it opened about 2002? Is that what it's been on the
floor? Yeah, I think it's about 5 years right now.
So, yeah, we're getting into it, and it's, you know, starting to get our benefits out of it, which we're really proud of, like I said.
And, you know, as you say, you kind of had a nice practice run with the girls' sectional tournament. You were allowed to host both, which I think really helped, you know, to get your feet wet with that. Not that that was any less important, but a lot of times when you do something twice in a row, you kind of know where to make some changes. And, you know, by probably night number two of the girls' sectional, you were right on track.
Well, you know, like you said, you don't quite get the crowd. No, you know, nothing against the girls' sectional, but you don't quite get the crowd, but still you got enough to understand where your problems are and where things might have some issues. And so, yeah, it was nice to kind of do it and get an idea, and we learned some things. We've made adjustments. And like I said, from what I've seen, and we'll find out later, but we'll find out the mistakes we made in this tournament. But I think things have went pretty well.
Well, Coach, you had a chance, I'm sure, to see part of that first half. I know you're working this evening as well, but you know, that is probably what you expected. You've coached against Gary and Tony both. We expected a defensive-oriented struggle, and I think an 18-14 score is very indicative of the fact that both defenses came to play.
Well, you know, like you said, yes, I've coached against both these guys, and, you know, fundamentally both these teams are just so solid. We haven't seen a lot of turnovers. We haven't seen a lot of unnecessary forced balls, and the defense has just been phenomenal. And, you know, and both teams, they know each other very well, obviously. They played each other, and they're you know, getting a feel for each other. It'll be interesting to see what happens now that we got the halftime over, and we'll see what happens as they make some adjustments in the half. But, you know, what can you expect? What a great game so far. Just, you know, it's physical. They're doing a nice job. I think the officials are really doing a nice job controlling the game. And so it'll be interesting here in the second half to see what the coaches come up with to kind of break that ice and break that mold for the second half. I'm sure both teams were a little tight coming out in the first half, so we'll see.
Well, a beautiful prize awaits the winner of this one, and that's a trip down to the Convocation Center at NIU. What a wonderful facility there, and what a great way to continue the season, and that's basically moving into what is now the Elite Eight in the multi-class system.
Yeah. You know, it'll be interesting. I think, like you said, going down to DeKalb, it's a beautiful, beautiful facility. It's a great opportunity. I think, you know, just taking a little shot for the four-class system. I think this is, you know, seeing this crowd here tonight, I think it's a beautiful situation. It's gonna be a great game going down there, and the winner of this game will deservedly get to go there and represent the sectional very well, I think.
And just quickly, as we're winding down here, what's the future look like for Peck basketball? I know this past season was a little bit of a roller coaster, but does the future look bright here at Pecatonica?
Well, I think we're getting more kids involved right now. We've had some issues where we just weren't getting kids involved, you know, and it's been an issue. I think as it goes on in our younger grades, we're starting to get more kids, and as it comes up, we're financially, you know, we had some issues in the past where we had to cut some things, and now we're getting all those things worked out, and I think it's going to be good. We've talked about the facility, and we've talked about all the opportunities we have. I think it's going to be better. This year was a situation I thought we would have been a little better. We just had some, our biggest loss was 15 points the whole year, and we only won 11 games. So, I think we're going to get better, and we've got the opportunities. We just got to learn how to win some of those games that we did play.
And with your proximity to Rockford and the growing nature of this area, you know, we're from an area where you're talking about schools dropping enrollment. You're at least holding steady, if not growing.
We're growing, and we're growing at a steady pace, and it's exciting, and we're enjoying it, and I think only good things are yet to come.
And one more thing before you go. Is there a teacher or a coach that works harder than Dave White?
There is not. He's a fine role model for these young kids, and he's a good friend and a great teacher. So, nope, there's nobody here that works harder than Dave White.
And what you can say about him is you can take the boy out of Savannah, but you can't take the Savannah out of the
You're
boy.
You're definitely right. You're definitely right there.
Coach Tuckle, always a pleasure. Maybe one of these years you and I and Coach Dunlap and some of our cronies can make it back to Lambeau or to Soldier Field for the Bear-Packer game.
Well, I would love that opportunity, Brian, and I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot for everything this week, and hopefully we'll get a chance to do some regular season games from your beautiful facility. We've really enjoyed it.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Pecatonica basketball coach Kevin Funkel. We are just about set to resume action here, and we are underway second half as Bob Dittmar joins us again. Eastland gives the ball up here to start this third quarter. Stockton has it, 7:50 for the third. 4-point lead here as Witt nearly comes up with the steal. Couldn't quite hold it in there. Kevin Funkel, a very fine gentleman, a good coach, and just an all-around nice guy. A guy that got some of his coaching experience for Coach Pettigrew up there at Cuba City, Wisconsin. Shellhouse with the steal. Stickers ahead of the pack. Nice pass. Nice catch. Stickler with the layup. 6-point lead for the Cougars. What a play there, Bob.
And Eastland starting out full court pressing the Blackhawks, and it is working.
7:19 left here in the third. Mickle inside with the turnaround jumper, left it short. Rebound to Witt, out to Shellhouse. Shellhouse looking to run, drives in, lays it up, too strong. Hammer following, tried to keep it in bounds, and he lost it out. Touched out by Billy Hammer.
Good play by Hammer. Looks like an easy rebound for Brocious. Hammer came from nowhere and almost saved it.
7:03 left in the third, 20-14 Eastland, and they're all over the court defensively. Carroll works it ahead to Werkheiser, not a Wampler. Wampler lost his defender, drives and scores.
Great
Brandon
job.
Brandon Wampler with the layup.
Good job by Brandon, his first basket.
Well, that stops the Eastland run. Stichter with it around to Shellhouse, over to Hammer. 4-point game here, 6:40 left in the third. Shellhouse with it, around to Stichter. Stichter drives down the left side. Seam opens up, and we have a foul as he dished it off to Dunlap. Dunlap missed the shot, but Stockton's guilty of the foul. I love the unselfish play of those guys that attack the basket, know they're double-teamed, and they try to find someone on the wing.
Smart play. That foul was on Wampler, his second.
Inbounds out to Stichter. They find Shellhouse open right side. He drains the 17-footer.
Shellhouse missed their defense, but he was wide open. He says, I'm going to shoot it. He did. He scores.
22-16 in favor of Eastland. 6:14 left in the third. Roach is with it. Walks it out towards the timeline. Jared Shellhouse, again, his defensive assignment. And his shadow tonight. Werkheiser drives baseline. Witt with the block. And it's cut out of bounds by Witt. Werkheiser a little slow getting up. That's where Justin Witt has elevated his game. So he has become a force defensively.
The other night he had at least five block shots. And there's one right there.
Werkheiser brings it into Wampler on the inbounds play. 5:59 for the third. Wampler hands it to Carroll. Carroll with a nice crossover move. Hangs in the air. Jumper no good. Rebound battle for out to Shellhouse. Here comes the Cougar. Shellhouse drive. Pulls up. And in and out, no good. Hammer takes it away from Brocious. And Billy Hammer has 11. He put it right up and in.
Billy Hammer having a great game. We know he can score when he wants to, and he is scoring tonight, even with that broken finger.
Carroll the other way. Oh, nearly turned it over on a double dribble, and they call it. He knew it. Lost his poker face there. So that Tippy went the timeout. 5:27 left in the third. 24-16 in favor of Eastland. Back in 60 seconds on WCCI.
Herman Funeral Homes in Stockton, Shannon, and Pearl City are here to offer you understanding and honesty in a time of need. The caring staff will answer any questions you have. Let the Herman Funeral Homes take care of all of the arrangements, including those that are out of town. Information on funeral pre-planning is also available. Call Herman Funeral Homes in Stockton, Shannon, and Pearl City. Jack Fritz of Eisenhart Realty and ABC Sports Programs send congratulations and best wishes to our area teams as they continue their march to the state basketball finals in Peoria. Think spring and get a jump on the early season sales market. Whether you're looking to buy a home or sell the one you have, talk to Jack Fritz at Eisenhart Realty. Call 815-275-2159. That's 815-275-2159. Residential, farms, commercial, and Lake Carroll properties. He covers it all. Good luck to our area teams from Jack Fritz of Eisenhart Realty and ABC Sports Program.
Welcome back to Pecatonica, 24-16 in favor of the Eastland Cougars. 5:20 left in the third. Hammer feeds it into Witt. Witt turns around, works on Brocious. Oh, bangs into him. Turnaround jumper is good by Justin Witt.
Well, that's the Justin Witt we saw the other night. Did a fine job.
26-16 in favor of the Cougars. 4:58 for the third. Brocious with a fadeaway off the window. Good. Justin Brocious.
Oh, man.
Wow. Dunlap out front to Shellhouse. Now to Hammer. 4:44. Dichter penetrates into Shellhouse and he's fouled.
The kid, Brian, you mentioned it. Great job by Dichter. He thought he was going to lay it in. He probably, a little bit of a tough shot. He saw the open man, threw it to Shellhouse. The foul, the third foul we want to mention on Brandon Wampler.
Jared Shellhouse stepping to the line. Free throw is good by Jared Shellhouse. 27-18, 4:42 left in the third. Eastland with the lead. Big crowd on hand here tonight at Pecatonica. A lot of coaches in the stands. That one is good. Shellhouse coaxes that one in. It's a 10-point game, 28-18 with 4:42 left in the third. Wertheiser brings it in to Carroll. Carroll brings it ahead. Works on Coombs. Bounce pass to Wertheiser. Flips it over to Holly. Now Wampler, 4:30 for the third. Wampler penetrates, got his defender off his feet. Dichter was trailing, and he was able to cause the foul there.
A good little head fake by Wampler. That's just the first foul for Eastland in the second half. A foul was on Dichter, his first.
Inbounds to Holly. Pull-up jumper too strong. Rebound to Hammer. 28-18 Cougars. Witt ahead to Dichter. Left side. Out to the wing they go to Billy Hammer. Now Cole Dichter draws the double team as he set off on the baseline. Brings it out front to Coombs. Coombs with a bounce pass for Shellhouse and bounced it away. Good thought, but it didn't quite work out that time.
Tony Dunlap is saying it was deflected. It should be his ball. The referees are saying, no, sir.
Well, that's what Shellhouse was trying to tell us. He pulled his hands off, but quite a ways away are we. So 28-18. 3:57 for the third. Wampler has to try to save it in. Holly got tied up with Hammer, and Wampler threw it away. Tony Dunlap is back. Jeremy Coombs checked out.
Just say before Eastland, what a great start in this third quarter. Unfortunately, if you're for Stockton, they have yet to score. We're halfway through this third quarter.
With it, Hammer. Out front, Dichter. Victor holds, looks down low, 3:35 for the third, 10-point advantage for the Cougars. We'll be with either team. The winner of this one will move on to take on either St. Ann or Donovan. St. Ann with a lead in that one at last check. And a turnover by Billy Hammer. He drugged the pivot foot.
A good defense by Mike Wertheiser caused the travel. Again, if you're four stocks and you need to score in this possession, you're down by 10.
3:17 left here in the third, 28-18. Eastland with the lead. Carroll works it over to Wampler. Wampler gives it up to Seth Carroll again. He'll drive against Dunlap, gets in, gets fouled, and he scores. They'll count the basket.
Boy, all the fans over here on the Eastland side wanted traveling. Again, that's that skip pass or skip shot, whatever it's called, and the basket count is quite the move by Carroll. That foul was on Tony Dunlap, his first.
And you really have to credit Carroll with continuation that time. He just took it until they blew the whistle, but he missed the free throw. It's an 8-point game. Hammer nearly double dribbled. Now Zumdahl with it into the hands of Shellhouse. Out to Dunlap. Dunlap from the foul line. Oh, had it stripped away by Brandon Wampler. Seth Carroll then saved it from his back. Into the hands of Holly, back to Carroll. 2:40 left in the third. Bounce pass to Wertheiser. Wertheiser into the basket. Kicks it out to Holly. Holly steps in beyond the arc. Tries to send it to Wertheiser, and that one passed his ear through his hands out of bounds.
Pretty hard pass. They weren't standing too far apart, and he winged it, and it almost took off Wertheiser's left ear. Costly turnover for Stockton.
Stichter is then replacing Hammer. Those were the passes I used to throw at my brother when you'd be mad at him there and be like, here, catch that. I think they just lost track of their spacing out on the floor there. 28-20. Eastland with the lead. Shellhouse penetrates, gets around Carroll and scores. Jared Shellhouse with 9.
Tremendous move by Shellhouse.
10-point lead for the Cougars. Wampler the other way, 2:11 for the third. Wampler drives in, kills the dribble, kicks it out to Brocious. Brocious out between the rings. Into Wertheiser, 1:58 from the third, taken away by Tony Dunlap. Dunlap weaves through traffic, brings it ahead to Zumdahl. Zumdahl from 14. Hangs, misses the shot. Howley had it. Tucks out of bounds by Justin Witt.
Great play by Tony Dunlap, stealing that ball, knocking it away, and unfortunately for Eastland, Shellhouse couldn't get it to, I'm sorry, Zumdahl couldn't get it to drop.
Witt will sit for a while here. Gets a pat on the back from Coach Dunlap. Eastland looking for a sectional title, as is Stockton, of course. Eastland defeated Stockton in 2005 in the semifinals, then lost to Rock Falls in that championship game as we have a foul.
There's some contact, and then he definitely traveled, but the contact was first. The foul was called on Tony Dunlap, his second, team third here in the second half.
10-point lead, a steal by Shellhouse, ahead for Stichter, and a good foul by Brandon Wampler. He prevented what should have been a layup, and sometimes you watch for what could be an intentional foul or deliberate, but to that time, Wampler with a heads-up foul.
Unfortunately, though, that's the fourth foul on Brandon Wampler. But another costly turnover by Stockton. Eastland playing much better defense in the third quarter. The full-court press is definitely helping the Cougars.
Coombs with it. Feeds it to Stichter. Stichter under the basket. Reverses, and it goes down. Cole Stichter with 5. 32-20 in favor of Eastland. 1:13 left in the third. The other way, Carroll brings it down, leaves it for Wertheiser. Missed the bunny. Oh, unfortunate that time as he may have anticipated contact. Went up too strong, and Eastland has it the other way. 12-point advantage for the Cougars. 52 seconds left. Zumdahl holds in front of his own bench. Looks, and gets called for traveling. 47.1 seconds left here in the third. 32-20 in favor of the Eastland Cougars. Our officials, as assigned by the IHSA, are Ken Wilcoxon, Ben Boom, and our referee tonight, Dave Hasley. I believe Dave's the one who came all the way up from Macomb for this contest. Brocious from 15, too strong, rebound Shellhouse, 30 seconds. Jared Shellhouse the other way to Cole Stichter. Into the hands of Coombs. Bounce pass to Hammer, 20 seconds. In the corner, Cole Stichter. Stichter down to Shellhouse. Shellhouse strong, too strong. Ah, nearly tipped up and in by Billy Hammer, or at least he would have received credit for it. Wertheiser there defensively. And a foul on Billy Hammer.
Yeah, Billy Hammer from nowhere tipped it in. It was in and out. And then, unfortunately for Billy, he was called for the foul. So with 11.2, Stockton, plenty of time to get off a good shot here.
12-point lead for the Eastland Cougars. Inbound to Seth Carroll. Carroll brings it up. Double teamed at half court. 6 seconds. Brings it into the forecourt. He tries to come to a stop and didn't get the job done and traveled with it. 4.5 seconds left for the third. 32-20 in favor of Eastland. Inbounds to Hammer. 4-3. Hammer to half court. 2-1. Hammer's going to get a shot away. And he missed the runner. At the end of the third quarter, our score is Eastland 32 and Stockton 20 back in 60 seconds on WCCR.
These uncertain times have many of you looking for a new farm parts source. You can count on the most solid, stable ag retailer around, Curtis & Sons in Lanark. They now have the Parts Country line, a huge line of new parts for all makes and types of farm equipment, including Case IH and Ford New Holland. Curtis & Sons can install those parts, too. Next time you need an ag part, regardless of make, give Curtis & Sons in Lanark a try. Parts Country at John Deere. Parts for all makes, all at one place. Call Curtis & Sons at 493-2191 or 800-344-8023.
Hi, Gary Dawson here for Spot and Rose Lumber Company. Nothing beats the excitement of being part of a winning team. And when it comes to your home, that means Spot and Rose.
Products like energy-efficient Anderson windows to minimize drafts, dust, and water. Plus, Anderson products offer a limited 10- to 20-year warranty. The glass, the seal, the selection. Anderson windows, an all-around performer.
With many convenient locations, Spot and Rose gives you the home field advantage.
Spawn and Rose Lumber Company, serving you from 26 locations, including Stockton and Pearl City.
Welcome back here to Pecatonica High School. Dustin Brosius misfires on a three try, and the rebound comes down to Billy Hammer. Eastland leads by 12. We're just underway, fourth quarter. Shellhouse from 15 missed it, gets it back, and this time Jared Shellhouse drops it through.
Boy, does he look cool tonight. Missed it, got his rebound, laid it in, and 11 points for Shellhouse. He normally doesn't score a lot of points, but plays that great defense. He's doing both tonight.
Wertheiser out to Howley. Big three try. Missed it. Rebound Shellhouse. 14-point lead for the Cougars. Dunlap all the way in. Misses the runner. Hammer with the offensive rebound, and over the back with Grant Pierce.
What a little fake little move. He thought he was going to pass it. Dunlap, but he didn't. And couldn't get it to go down. That follows on. Grant Pierce, his first team fourth.
We have a timeout on the floor, 7:19 left here in this one, 34-20. Eastland with the lead on Stockton, back in 30 seconds on WCCI.
Now's the best time to give your home's interior a brighter, updated look with help from Vanderheiden Furniture in Stockton. During Vanderheiden's big winter clearance sale, you'll enjoy savings of up to 50% on chairs and sofas, dining room furniture, sleepers and recliners, items for your bedroom, and entertainment centers. Take 20% off all pictures and lamps, and check out the great prices on in-stock rolls of carpet and vinyl, remnants, too. It's easy to get a whole new look for your home with savings of up to 50% during the big winter clearance sale going on now at Vanderheiden Furniture, just 4 blocks south of Highway 20 in downtown Stockton.
Welcome back here to Pecatonica. The winner of this game will take on either St. Anne or Donovan. Those two teams meeting at Dominock. And I believe Donovan has a 36-35 lead. That according to Don Wernz, our colleague with Big Radio. Right now a 14-point lead for the Cougars of Eastland. Hammer with it out front. Over to Stichter. We will be at NIU Tuesday night, possibly for a doubleheader, depending on the outcome of the West Carroll game. Shellhouse with it to Dunlap. Tony Dunlap with a short jumper, and he hits nothing but the bottom of the net.
Right now, Brian Eastland is clicking on all cylinders, playing very good on both sides, offense and defense.
16-point lead for the Cougars. Keep in mind, they led by, I believe, 9 and lost in overtime the last time they met at Stockton. So the Blackhawks definitely have a comeback in them. Wertheiser works Witt down. Now Holly over to Pierce, 6:30 for the game. Pierce penetrates, tries to wing it over to Carroll and threw it into the stands.
check. Wampler's coming back in. He has four fouls, but they got to have him back out on the floor. He comes in, and Grant Pierce goes out. 6:25 to go in this game. 36-20, Eastland over Stockton.
Billy Hammer inbounds it to Jared Shellhouse. Shellhouse brings it into the forecourt, guarded by Carroll. Hammer back to Shellhouse, over to Witt. Short jumper missed by Witt. Hammer fights for it in traffic, as does Brocious, and Shellhouse pulls it down. Dunlap to Witt. Witt chases it down, guarded by Brocious. Over to Shellhouse. 5:59 for the game. 36-20 in favor of the Cougars. And Hammer is fouled. A hold coming up on Mike Orkheiser. Kenny Wilcoxon with that call.
For a minute there, I thought Hammer might have rolled his ankle. I thought maybe we were going to call travel, but there was definitely contact. Second foul on Orkheiser.
Inbound, Billy Hammer. 5:50 left here in the game. 36-20 in favor of the Cougars. Coach Dunlap's brother is here from Iowa. He's a football coach out there. He had a nice long trip to support his brother's team tonight, Mike Dunlap and family. Hammer has it over to Shellhouse. 5:28 left here as Hammer fires a three. In and out, no. Brocious taps it over to Werkheiser, who bats it over to Seth Carroll. 16-point lead, 5:20 left here in the game, and a blocking call against the Eastland Cougars.
But that's on Tony Dunlap. We have some substitution here for the Cougars. That's Sumdahl and Coombs coming in as Hammer's getting the rest, and so is Tony Dunlap.
36-20 in favor of Eastland. 5:14 left here in the game. Brocious with it in the left corner. He's been pretty well quieted tonight, but he fires this one, misses. Shellhouse sags and then grabs the rebound. Jared Shellhouse through traffic, a little out of control, and he tried to dish it off to Sticker, and he turns it over. And what have you done for me lately? Coach Dunlap a little upset with that out of control play, despite 11 points and a defensive gem pitch here by Shellhouse. 4:52 left here in the game, 36-20 in favor of the Cougars. Seth Carroll with it, drives in, bounces it to Werkheiser. Carroll, little shake and bake move, wrap around to Werkheiser. He attacks the basket head with the air. Leaner is in and out, no good. Boom, with the rebound, gave it to Werkheiser. Werkheiser this time scores. Well, the Blackhawks down there are working, and as I say, Mike Werkheiser, one of those lunch bucket guys, he goes in there and gives his all, and that time he was finally able to get it to fall. But it's still a 14-point Eastland advantage. Dixer is fouled by Wampler, and that will be it.
Yep, Brandon's fifth foul. He reached in, tried to steal the ball, and he'll be sitting down. We'll see who Gary Tempe's going to replace. Brandon Wampler. I mentioned that Brandon is a junior. He'll be back next year for the Stockton Blackhawks. Fine ball player. And it looks like Grant Pierce is coming back in, also a junior.
4:13 left in this one. 36-22. Eastland inbounds to Billy Hammer. Hammer gives it to Cole Stichter. Stichter out front to Dunlap. Back to Shellhouse. 4 minutes left. Shellhouse the feed to Hammer. Layup good. Hammer down the left side of the baseline. He has 13.
Brian, Billy Hammer and Jared Shellhouse are having a great, great game.
Brocious in the Werkheiser. Outside Rock Holly. He'll fire a three. No good. Brocious fights for the rebound. Shellhouse has it. Ahead to Dunlap. Two on two. He'll wait for help. Dishes to Witt. Over to Dunlap. 3:35 left. Shellhouse pitches it off to Stichter. Stichter attacks the basket, and he's fouled.
Good job by Stichter. He's not that tall. He doesn't care who's under there. He took it right to Werkheiser and Brocious. Drew the foul. He'll shoot two. Not sure who the foul's on yet. Brian, we'll check up. They're calling on Seth Carroll. That's his third and the seventh team foul for the Blackhawks.
Stichter at the line. Shoots the first and drops it through. Flashes that one down. 39-22. Stockton held virtually scoreless here in this fourth quarter. Hammered, cleans up the miss by Stichter. Acatonica Athletic Director John Schmidt down off to our left. Now he's disappeared from view. He has what they're playing for, that sectional trophy. Well, that's just a plaque, the opportunity to move on to NIU at DeKalb awaits the winner here. 3:24 left. Witt inside. Gets Brocious off his feet. He traveled and turned it over. Witt tried to free himself up. Good defense that time by Dusty Brocious.
Now, if you're for Stockton, they have to score. There's only 3:19 left to go in this game. They're down by 15 points. They got to hurry. They got to score.
Brocious fires a three, and he missed it. Coombs with the rebound to Stichter. Stichter, crossover move, brings it ahead, 3:05 for the game. Witt inside, Witt works on Brocious, gets him off his feet. Brocious commits the foul.
Exactly what happened, Brian. You did a good job, Witt. That head fake, that hesitation, got Brocious up, fouled him. Witt will go to the line for two. That is Dusty Brocious' second foul is off.
Witt shooting. Two here. The first is good.
The time is definitely running out for Stockton Blackhawks.
We have a timeout on the floor. We'll keep it. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:01 left here in the game. 40-22 in favor of Eastland. The winner will move on to the Super Sectional at NIU. That will be Tuesday night at 6 p.m. WCCI Sports will be there, and I must admit it will probably be a little bit of an emotional experience for all of us to make a trip to that NIU campus.
Yes.
And I know for sure for me, I spent many hours as an undergrad in Cole Hall, you know, studying. Never in my worst nightmares would I ever imagine that something like what transpired on February 14th could take place. And I just am kind of dreading that whole trip there from that emotional standpoint. But I know the Cougars and the Blackhawks will be proud to represent our area there. Witt steps to the line, and he hits the second. Well, Doug Johnson, the athletic director at Eastland, better start selling his tickets now. But it looks like they're headed there, 41-22. Missing the runner is Seth Carroll. Billy Hammer guilty of the push as Brocious is in prime rebounding position.
That's exactly what they're saying, is that as Brocious is getting a rebound, they're saying that Hammer pushed him out of bounds. Third foul on Billy Hammer, only the sixth team foul, so Stockton will not shoot for the next foul.
Stockton with just 2 points here in the fourth quarter. Until now, as Brocious hits a three. Let's see Brocious with 10. 41-25. 2:38 left here in the game. Hammer brings it up across the floor and stands out at the timeline. Over to Cole Stichter. 2:28 for the game. Stichter out front with it. Gives it to Dunlap. Tony Dunlap with it. Draws the double team and finally a reach-in foul, and the Blackhawks are over the limit.
The foul's on Seth Carroll, his fourth. Team ninth. Tony Dunlap will be shooting a 1-1.
And the first is good. Dunlap earns the bonus. 42-25 in favor of Eastland. Second toss, no good. Brocious with the rebound off that miss by Dunlap. 42-25 Cougars. Brocious for three again, missed it. Stichter with the rebound, 2:09 for the game. Stichter walks it up. Stichter into the forecourt. Hands it off to Shellhouse. Shellhouse double teamed over to Hammer. Hammer releases now to Stichter. 1:45 for the game. 42-25 in favor of Eastland. Looking for win number 26, 136, as their crowd comes to their feet. 130 out front, Shellhouse now, skip pass to Hammer, 125. Shellhouse with it, 17-point lead for the Cougars. Hammer with it out front. Bounce pass to Witt. Witt to Shellhouse. 1:10. Over to Hammer. 42-25. The Cougars with the lead of this 1A sectional final.
The Blackhawks decided not to foul. They just Eastland doing a great job of playing catch. They're trying to steal it. They just can't get it done.
Sixer out it. 46 seconds.
Eastland crowd is going nuts right in front of us.
Dunlap trapped at half court and finally fouled. Well, Stockton, of course, a reflection of their coach, Gary Timpey, and he's a class act the entire way. And he kind of knows that this one's history.
So why foul him? Yeah, good job. Good job by Gary. And Brian, am I right? This is the first trip to the Supers for Eastland in their consolidated history, I want to say?
I'm pretty sure it is. They lost in the sectional final in 2005. Dunlap hits the free throw. Some of the main players will check out for both sides. Witt and Hammer sit down. Wertheiser and Brocious among those sitting down for the Blackhawks.
Mention the seniors real quickly. Devin Mickel, Seth Carroll, Dustin Brocious, and Mike Wertheiser. A great high school basketball career. A lot of them on to baseball. Now, I know Wertheiser plays baseball. And let's congratulate Stockton Blackhawks on a great season and those four seniors.
Shellhouse will come out. D.J. Lynch is in. Austin Walker back. Tyler Zumdahl out there along with Drew Carroll for the Cougars. As mentioned, Mickel back. Devin Mickel is in there. Josh Yeager is in. Ozan Balan is in there as well. Brock Holly out on the floor for Stockton. 40.9 seconds left. 43-25 Dunlap with the second. And he drops them both through. 40.9 seconds.
Tony saying something to little Tony. Happy bench order at Eastland. And good sportsmanship by Stockton. Their kids are shaking hands. They had a great season.
Delp will come in. Lawrence Haskin out there for Eastland. 28 seconds. Pull-up jumper by Brock Holly. No good. Rebound to Austin Watkins. 44-25. And a timeout taken by Coach Dunlap. He wants to get Ben Delp in with 23.6 seconds left.
Good. Great.
Zumdahl will check out. Well, Ben Delp's dad, I think, wore the Lucky Vikings coat. That one will probably be with the Cougars the remainder of the way. The night that he didn't have it, they lost in the regular season. And Delp will get a shot at the basket. Balan blocks it. 13.9 seconds. 5 fourth quarter points scored here by Stockton. Inbounds comes to Lynch. He'll pull up the jumper. No good. Tapped out of bounds by Ben Delp. 11.4 seconds.
Might have been a foul call, Brian. I think going to the line for 1-1. It'll be Josh Yeager. That foul was on Ben Delp. We'll see if Yeager can get in the scorebook. Hope he can make a free throw or two here.
Free throw missed and the rebound to Walker. 9 seconds. 44-25 in favor of the Cougars. Carroll with it. 3 seconds. 2-1. Walker holds and Eastland is moving on. NIU and the Convocation Center is next in the Super Sectional against St. Ann or Donovan as Eastland defeats Stockton 44-25 tonight. They move on at 26-5. Stockton finishes the campaign at 20-13. Here to tell us more about unofficial game scoring is my partner, Mr. Bob Dittmar.
Thank you, Brian. A great defensive game. That's what won it tonight for Eastland. They played fantastic defense, only allowing 25 points. Here's the scoring. Seth Carroll with 7. Brandon Wampler with 2. Dustin Brocious with 10, and Mike Werkheiser with 6. Hope that adds up. That does. A total of 25 points for Stockton Blackhawks. Now, for the Eastland Cougars, congratulations. They'll be moving on to the Super Sectional. Tony Dunlap with 6. Cole Spichter with 6. A fine game by Jared Schellhouse with 11. Justin Witt with 8. And leading all the scorers tonight, Billy Hammer with 13 points. We have a final here, an exciting sectional championship game here in Pecatonica. The Eastland Cougars, 44. The Stockton Blackhawks, 25.